in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
Tiger off the tee was wayward, had to hack out of the rough, and then went over the back and missed a five-footer for double bogey on his number one hole. Brooks Koepka has a birdie on the board.
Hello. Look at that roughy.
Oh, thick. Thick.
Speaking of Maria.
Pam Cummings.
Yeah.
Pam Cummings-like rough.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is gnarly.
Got to keep it in the fairway.
And it's narrow, my friends. I mean, I'm looking at them watching this at PGA Championship Live. The TV coverage won't start till noon, but Tiger Woods dead in the middle of the fairway at 12. But these fairways are narrow, too.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9, AM 1260, and hornfm.com. With the Longhorns play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory!
Put them together for a Friday on B&E. You've made it to the end of another long work week. We're going to get you into your weekend. Two more hours of great conversation. We've got Salacious Gossip in your Blitz this hour. Craig Way has a Craig Way report. We've also got a heck of a weekend on tap with a lot going down. We've got plenty of baseball, including what looks to be the end of the Longhorn season coming today. Could come to an ugly end. It certainly was ugly last night. Details there. Also, PGA Championship this weekend, the second golf major. Brooks Koepka actually extending his lead without playing at this point, as the other leaders are falling behind here in the early part of Friday. Buck, we also have a lot this weekend. We got baseball this weekend. We've got end of Game of Thrones this weekend. Got the end of you got to see the end of Survivor on Wednesday.
I did.
Wrapped up another season. So
I don't know if it's 38th season or something like that.
And your wife has seen every season, right?
She has not missed
every one.
She's seen every one of them. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I know she's seen them all.
Hey, so for the Taco Bell Resort and Hotel that will open in August, you can start making your reservations in June. Taco Bell's Chief Global Brand Officer, Marissa Thalberg, called the hotels, it's the biggest expansion of the Taco Bell lifestyle to date.
I mean, so what is the lifestyle?
Yeah, what
the hell
is the Taco
lifestyle?
Bell life? I don't know. I don't know.
What's the pool look like?
It's a big taco.
Just beef. Is the water brown? I mean, what?
Jumping into some run for the water? Border? I don't know. I don't know what the hell that thing is.
Jumping into some Baja Blast?
Taco Bell's summer apparel line includes bikinis inspired by their sauce packets. This is just those colors.
I got you.
This is a reach. But I read here, it looks to me like they're taking over a current resort. They're going to call it the Taco Bell because it says this thing will not last long. Like, this is not a long haul thing, from what I'm reading.
They just want to try it out.
Give it a shot. They're calling it the Bell, a Taco Bell resort and hotel in Palm Springs, California. According to Taco Bell, the hotel will offer several unique menu items that will only be available at the hotel and will only be open for a limited time.
I hope it's crispy. You get like eight for a dollar.
That's gross. You were right on with the water, with the toilet paper comment.
You just got to have a lot, I would think.
This guy says, E, remember the rule, never eat meat that costs less than a pack of gum. That is true. It is disgusting, but I if someone can explain what the Taco Bell lifestyle is.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know. I should ask BK, what is that lifestyle? I mean,
eating gross food.
I mean, do you have shorts that have, you know, run for the border on the back or pinned across your backside? I don't know.
Quiero Taco Bell.
That's disappointing, but that's where we are today.
Got to try it. I mean, you got to try it, right?
No, you don't. No, you don't.
What if BK was the only one to come and stay at the hotel? It was just him. Nobody else actually came there.
I can see that. He and his heifers, as he says. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's get some headlines, then we'll pick up these conversations, get you into your Friday, get you into your weekend here on B&E. First, the news. Top Gun, Lawn Equipment Rentals will bring you the headlines. Always doing the 8 o'clock hour. We'll get to that Texas baseball game last night. But first, some live sports news where Brooks Koepka, second round of the 101st PGA Championship underway at Bethpage Black, and Koepka, who is the defending champion, posted a tremendous bogey-free round of 63 yesterday, and he's actually extending his lead this morning because Danny Lee, who fired a 64 yesterday to finish one off the pace after round one, is four over for his round this morning through six holes. So he's all the way back to minus two. Tommy Fleetwood now in second place alone at three under. Brooks Koepka at seven under. He will tee off just before 1 o'clock today. And from yesterday's round, Koepka happy with the way he putted the golf ball.
I had good reads on it all day. Speed control was very solid. I felt very comfortable with the putter from a couple of the changes we made. You know, I'm very pleased with the way I putted today.
They'll tee off along with Tiger Woods and Francesco Molinari at 12:49 today. Now to the dish, and a disappointing start to a must-win series for the Longhorns last night. They dropped the opener of that three-game regular season-ending series with Oklahoma 4-2 at UFCU Dish Falk Field. All the reasons the Longhorns are on the verge of an early season end were on display last night. An error led to the Sooners' first run in the first inning, then a leadoff walk led to another run in the second. Then in the sixth inning, it was a walk followed by a balk, then a wild pitch, another walk, and also no U was up 4-0, a lead the Longhorns could not overcome. They did put a couple of runs across the across in the sixth inning to make it 4-2, but the Sooners didn't make the mistakes the Longhorns did. Their starter Nathan Wiles didn't walk a batter over eight solid frames. They didn't make an error on the night, and the Longhorns fall to 26-26 on the year, 6-15 in Big 12 play. We'll hear from David Pierce coming up in the Craig Way Report at the bottom of the hour. Due to that stormy forecast that's in on tap for Saturday, Texas and Oklahoma are going to wrap up their three-game series today with a day-night doubleheader, 1 o'clock and 6:30. If you're looking to hear the games today, game one at 1 o'clock, 101.9 and AM 1260 will have it. Game two will be live across all the signals on the horn at 6:30 tonight. Basketball last night, NBA playoffs, quite a game out in Oakland where Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors rallied from 15 down at the half and 8 down with 5 minutes to play to take down the Portland Trailblazers 114-111. They get the victory there and go up 2-0 in the Western Conference Finals. Curry scored 16 points, and he outdueled his little brother. Let me say it this way. Steph scored 37 points to outduel his little brother, Seth, who scored 16 points and hit a big three-pointer with 103 to go. That's where the Dubs pulled it out and get the victory. Baseball, Rangers wrapped up their series in Kansas City with a 16-1 win yesterday. Astros took the night off. Round Rock rolled past Nashville 10-4. Yordan Alvarez, two more home runs, a double, now batting .410 on the season. And that's the news.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment.
Get a free steel blower or weed eater with purchase of any qualifying zero-turn mower in stock for the month of May.
TopGun.net, we'll shoot you straight.
That was pretty cool last night, Buck, to see the Currys looking like they're in their backyard back in Charlotte growing up, watching their dad, Del Curry, play NBA basketball. You know, those two were going at it, and what a thrill for the family. I mean, you got the Final Four of the NBA. Here's one son, and one's a Hall of Famer. The other one is matching him like he did in the backyard back in the day. That was fun last night.
Yeah, and the one has worked his ass off to stay in the NBA.
Yeah.
And worked his way, you know, from going to like two different colleges and playing as hard as he can. And he's an NBA player and a pretty decent NBA player. He certainly looked that way last night.
Made some big shots. Let's hear Steph Curry.
Some stills and everything.
Let's hear Steph Curry after the game, how much fun that was to go at it with little brother in a big spot.
It was like back in Charlotte. Obviously, he's appreciative of the moment. They put him out there, and he made winning plays. So for us, this will probably be one we'll have the film clip at home, because this is a battle for sure.
Golden State, you know, the 15 down is one thing, you know, but at halftime. But the bigger issue is they were up 8 points with 5 minutes to play. I mean, that's the blown lead that kills you. That's when we saw the Rockets do this same thing. You just have to execute in the last 5 minutes. And you know, here's what you know, Buck. The Warriors are going to execute in the last 5 minutes. They're going
right
to hit big shots. They're going to make plays. So you have to match them.
Yeah, you can't take it that they're going to miss when they have an opportunity to make shots.
Yeah, well, if you go back to game six of the Rockets, they did miss. Remember when the Rockets were stuck on 97 for like 6 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
And the Warriors weren't scoring much either, but the Rockets couldn't take advantage. That's the difference. I mean, that group and their culture, their expectation, guys like Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, obviously Steph Curry, they're going to make plays. So you have to match that and make plays in big spots, and they didn't last night, and it probably cost them the series. Because if they win that game, up eight with five to play, you close that game out, you got a chance. Because now you're going back to Portland for two games. It's already been announced that Kevin Durant's not going. He won't play in games 3 and 4. You may not see Kevin Durant till the NBA Finals with that strained calf. So that was an opportunity lost last night, and
certainly was
missed it.
Yeah, you're up 17 in the third. You have to finish that game if you actually want to win this series. Now I'm not saying that they won't win the series. They get two at home. Now you got something going, because Portland was right. I mean, Portland's actually kind of been right there. It's just that their star is scoring 23. The other star is scoring 37.
Well, I'll say for Dame, Lillard also had 10 assists. I thought Lillard was pretty damn good last night. It's just like the Rockets series. It comes down to that 5 minutes. You got to execute in that spot, and they did not. And it's one that got away, just like we said with the Rockets. You got to win
Kip
a game.
Kip from Lehigh played good again, didn't he?
Yeah, CJ McCollum. I mean, not great. He wasn't tremendous. And again, none of them were good late. That's the problem. And this guy says one brother having 16, the other having 37 is not going at it at all. Well, I'll say this. If you were watching the fourth quarter, they were going at it. Now, because Seth Curry is not a starter, and he was, but he came in and went after his brother. It was really, they were mano a mano. A couple of steals. I mean, it was fun to watch. They
you
were
said
going
it. One is a Hall of Famer, and one is really lucky to be playing in the NBA.
You guys talked about it, too. You talked about Dame, right? Dame was great, but he all the game plan that Golden State came out with on Dame, you know, Klay Thompson, he's not getting enough credit here. He is tremendous, not just shooting the ball, but, I mean,
his defense.
Exactly. When CJ gets hot, they switch him over to CJ. When Dame gets hot, Klay goes on Dame.
It's a juggernaut of a team, and it looked like Portland had him last night and couldn't finish that deal.
Selfless team that likes winning games. Like when they love to win championships.
Well, they execute in the big moments. And Seth Curry
is one of those guys. Man, he does whatever you need him to do, which is in this day and age is kind of cool. From a guy who could be a me guy, and there are a lot of people who don't like him and some of his antics on the court, but that guy is not a me. That guy is a team player all the way, and a Hall of Fame team player. Do anything you want to win a game. Give up the ball to Kevin Durant. Let him score all the points, but. Seth Curry is a guy who facilitates it all. You have to be afraid of him every game.
I'll ask this question coming up. Odell Beckham Jr. is a Hall of Fame player. Is he a Hall of Fame team player? We'll dive into the latest flap involving OBJ with his new team in Cleveland, and maybe Baker Mayfield not real happy that he's not participating in a minicamp that's going on right now. But let me mention this, that the fake news police, you got to get out on the fake news because immediately – when Zion Williamson was picked, when the draft lottery fell for the New Orleans Pelicans, the report started to surface that maybe Zion Williamson would go back to Duke, which was just farcical and ridiculous. Let me give credit to Zion Williamson's stepfather, who went on a radio show in Baton Rouge yesterday and cleared the air and said, look, we understood going into this process that this is the process. We don't control where we go. Or who gets this pick. That's not even – we have no control over that. Zion will be a Pelican. Zion's going to be fine. It's funny how people run to those stories and try to create something with Zion that he was going to hold out.
We do that with a lot of different stories.
Well, that one
just
was,
to keep things going.
Yeah, I mean, it's – the national narrative becomes he's going to hold out and he wanted to be a Knick. And those, well, New York and L.A. wanted to be a Knick, I think would be fair to say. He seems like a kid who's happy – to be there. The whole idea that he was going to go back to Duke was just ridiculous.
Well, and I'm thinking, why does Anthony Davis not want to play with that guy? Why wouldn't you want to rethink why would you leave? Unless the Big Easy is just a fun city on the weekends, and the Big Easy is not that great a place to live, you know, in that area.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a conversation to be had. I don't know, because those two could form a juggernaut in the West.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think Drew Holiday, their point guard, he's one of the most underrated players in this league. I think.
Yeah, you were saying yesterday he's a pretty good
point guard. I mean, he is one of the better defensive point guards in the league. He's a good distributor. You know, with that team, with Zion and Anthony Davis and Drew Holiday in the backcourt, that's the formation of a really good defensive team. I mean, you're going to, those two
dudes
are going to block
a
lot of shots.
Block a lot of shots is right.
Yeah, because Zion's ability to get off the floor and block shots is tremendous. Anthony Davis is the best rim protector in the league. Those two guys on your front line, you still have Julius Randle, who, you know, he kind of plays the same position as Zion, but got a banger down low. The formation of good team. But at the same time, if you can take Anthony Davis, if he doesn't want to be there, if that's just the way he is, and you can get the right package from the Lakers or the Celtics, you can bring a lot of really good players in to build around Zion. But I was happy to hear Zion's stepdad or father-in-law step in and say, look, this is where we'll be. Can't control. We're not going back to Duke.
Going back to Duke. We're going to leave $20 million sitting on the table.
And a new shoe deal, which is going to be upwards of $10 million a year with Nike. You know, the Powerade or Gatorade deal, whichever one he ends up with. Yeah, he's not going to be...
Mm-mm.
A Dookie. The stepdad addressed those rumors, and no worry there. But let me ask you about a little football, Buck. As we did college football last hour, 100 days out, or inside 100 days to the college football season. We're also, you know, counting it down in the NFL, and these mini camps are going on. We told you last weekend was the rookie mini camps where all the rookies came in, and then this week they're joined by the veterans for mini camps starting yesterday and into the weekend. Houston having one, Dallas having one, Cowboys. In Cleveland, of course, there's a lot of optimism in Cleveland about where they're going with Baker Mayfield going into year two and all the weapons. And the biggest acquisition they made this offseason was Odell Beckham Jr. traded their first-round draft pick and the safety to the New York Giants to get him. But here it is, their minicamp, Buck, and he's not there. He has not shown up for the minicamp yet. He is still back in New York. Reports that he's only spent one day in Cleveland so far after being traded to the Browns. Is there any room for criticism with a new coach, a new quarterback, new team, that with the first – this isn't an organized team activity. This is an actual minicamp. This is everybody getting together and putting things together to get ready for training camp coming up in July. Is there room for criticism on Odell Beckham Jr. for starting on the wrong foot with his new franchise?
Is this where everybody is? I mean, they're all going to be there?
Yes.
Except for him?
It appears.
Nah, just, and you've only been there one day since you got traded. You've only been in Cleveland once?
That's the report I read out of the Cleveland newspaper. But, you know, that's...
Just remember, I haven't got my letter yet. So, yeah, I haven't got my return letter from that dude.
He's not going to write you a letter.
Are you sure?
Look, here's what I don't understand about... I mean, you can't make people think the way you think they should think, right? This is just how he is, but... You know, he didn't like the bad press he got in New York with the Giants, the idea that he was a diva. He felt like that was mischaracterized, and all he did was show up and put up historically great numbers with Eli Manning and the Giants. Well, now here he is, a fresh start, traded to Cleveland, young team, ready to make a move in the AFC, and his first chance to make a first impression is he's making a bad first impression that he's not there. I think it just speaks to the issues they're going to have with Odell Beckham
Jr. Does his quarterback have anything to say? I mean, that kind of would be important to me. I mean, does a young quarterback think that's a big deal, or what is the organization?
The comment
think?
I saw from Baker Mayfield was politically he handled it right, but you could tell he's a little bit disappointed that he wasn't there, and basically saying, "Look, we haven't won anything yet. We got a lot of good players, and it starts now. It starts here. It starts in May."
Yeah, that's saying something at him, really.
And we need everybody pulling in the same direction was the kind of the meant. But you know, he said, you know, like you're going to do with a guy like Odell Beckham Jr., you're going to dance around it and say, well, that's just how that's his schedule, that's how he operates. But at the same time, new coach, rookie coach, new offense, new quarterback, hard to believe he wouldn't be there for
Guy, so it doesn't really – I guess when you change spots, it doesn't mean you're still not a me guy. It doesn't matter what city you're in, you're always a me guy, and that's what he is. He's a me guy.
Well, and I guess, you know – me being selfish, being a me guy, you had a chance to start that on a better foot.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, you would think he would, right?
No, but I wouldn't. A me guy doesn't care. He doesn't care. He'll go play. He'll let his playing talk for all that kind of stuff, but he will always be a me guy. He just will be. Not to say he won't have a great year.
Well, he could, right? I mean, throw him the damn ball. He's got Jarvis Landry there now. They've got running backs. They've got Baker Mayfield. It's a scary-looking offense, but... I don't know. I like those guys that show up.
I would too. I would like a guy who we traded for or whatever we got. I would like for him to show up besides one time in the city.
Well,
just kind of weird.
And it also puts the organization in a spot where they've got to say, yeah, you know, we're good. We're good. But you know, behind the scenes, they're not happy he's not there. You know what I mean? John Dorsey, you know, Kitchens, the head coach. They would prefer him to be there because it would be a good way to start this thing.
There's so many people will put up with a selfish, one-sided superstar, you know, they just do. They don't like it, but they just put up with it.
Talent wins, I guess.
Yeah, it always seems to win. It shouldn't be that way, but it does. Most of the time when you're a talented person, you get away with a lot of things, not only in sports, but in whatever. You're just going to get away with it. People will put up for it.
Wags, you're a Giants fan. Where are you on Odell Beckham Jr. not participating in minicamp? Is this par for the course for this guy?
I mean, look, guys. No wide receiver has ever done what he has done in 57 games at that position. I mean, he's a tremendous athlete, tremendous specimen when it comes to playing football. But I don't know. Come on. He's good. I mean, when he's on the field, you can't match what he's doing. But I'd like to think that Gettleman knows what he's doing here. But I'm not a Gettleman fan. I was a huge OBJ fan. You can't let the best thing that came to your franchise, potentially the best thing that came to your franchise, walk out.
Yeah, but sometimes you just get sick of kissing the asses of guys like that. You know, you just got to put your foot down and say, and I know it's the business. The business is to win games. Your business as a general manager or anything else is to, if you have a star, it's hard to say, but you're to win, you have to put up with a lot of crap. But it's just how much can you tolerate that all his numbers didn't do anything. They haven't won a Super
Bowl. No, you're right.
They haven't won anything with them with the Giants.
I guess it's all about the culture that you want to set inside your building, right?
Well, and that's right. And that's where Freddie Kitchens in Cleveland's trying to set a new culture, a new foundation, and now he's already got this guy.
But he's going to put up with it.
Right. And look, to Wag's point, what Odell Beckham Jr. has done in 57 games is historic. Well, those guys don't get traded very often. So you might think Dave Gettleman, the GM in New York, is an idiot. But there's a reason that they were tired of dealing with him, and they just traded him for a first-round draft pick.
You just get tired after a while. It wears you out. You know, it wears you down. It's just hard to keep doing it. And then going to the press, and when the press is saying, why are you guys letting him do this?
Well, I thought, when I saw the Baker, and we'll play the Baker Mayfield audio coming back after the break, you just feel bad for Baker, too. You're like, he's already got to deal with this. I mean, here it is, the first mini camp of the season, and the question immediately is not about the team, not about the new offense. It's about, where's Odell Beckham, and are you bothered that he's
like
not
there? Like Priest Holmes with Ricky, Bucky, when are you gonna quit treating that guy like a baby? I mean, when are you going to Yeah, I guess when he stops doing 1,000 yards and scoring a bunch of touchdowns, Priest. I know it doesn't seem like a big deal. I know it bothers you, but, you know.
And no one worked harder than the Priest. I mean, that guy was
nobody
tremendous.
Did. But again, nobody worked harder than Ricky.
All right, we'll pick that up. We'll hear from Baker Mayfield coming up. Is he bothered that Odell Beckham is not there? His new possible favorite target outside of Jarvis Landry. But first, on the way to the timeout, how about Zion Williamson? We have the story. Here is the actual audio of his stepfather dispelling rumors that maybe there's a power play in mind and a move back to Duke.
One thing that Zion has always been taught, you accept the things that you can't change, you change the things that you can change, and this is one of the things that he had nothing to do with. It's the process of the NBA, and certainly, you know, we're excited about the Crescent City down there in New Orleans, and you said about returning to Duke, you know, there's been a lot of speculation, but that is nothing that we have even considered.
Thank you for that. That's level-headed, saying, you know, he's been taught. You don't worry about things you can't control.
That's just funny because somebody can just throw that out, and then everybody's going all over the country talking about it.
You know,
and just fling it out there.
Right, and the fact that he hadn't hired an agent led to that because he could have technically gone back by rule, but it's a silly thing to even speculate towards, and he put that to bed. We'll come back, talk more football, more NBA Finals, the Final Four, and the Warriors in control. The Longhorns, end of their season is near. After last night's 4-2 loss, we'll have a Craig Wade report, salacious gossip, and a Friday Blitz rolling on. B&E with you.
B&E.
B&E on a Friday, getting you into a weekend that won't be a washout, but we are going to get some thunderstorms tomorrow, potentially heavy ones with hail and strong wind. That's why the Texas baseball game has become a doubleheader today, the series with Oklahoma. Also, it's going to be busy over at McCombs Field, Buck, for the softball, the Austin Regional for softball. Texas, of course, in that. Texas A&M is part of that with Houston and Sam Houston State. They'll be playing today, tomorrow and into Sunday, dodging those raindrops and those storms as well. But Aggies are the one seed with Texas 2, Sam Houston State in there as well, Houston. So good stuff. Lone Stars feel for the series at McCombs Field, Texas baseball. We got the Dell Diamond hopping all weekend long. And you know what's going on, Buck, over at Craig Fields, the 2019 AVP Pro Beach Volleyball Tour, taking over some of the best volleyball players in the world.
What is it called? Volleyball?
Volleyball. They'll be battling it out at the Austin Open for the title of champion. Tournament started yesterday with qualifying rounds. Main draw begins Friday. And remember, this is wide open and free, open to the public. Come on out. That's where Chad and Trey will be live this afternoon starting at 3 o'clock.
Oh, Trey will be just giddy, won't he?
That's his element, isn't it?
Guys would sand between their toes. Yeah, that's him. He'll be excited. Well,
I heard them talking yesterday. One of the stars of this is, remember the NBA player Chase Buttinger? He plays in volleyball. Big, tall dude.
Hall of Famer?
These are great. I mean, not a Hall of Famer, but he's pretty good basketball
Hall of Famer.
Player, college and pro.
Volleyball guy, maybe?
Hey, can we give us some props? We have this, Wags. This was so adorable. We got one of our listeners, Jason, sent us this yesterday. Listen to this, Buck. His little daughter, Emma Grace. This is, you know, when we start the show at 6:03 every morning here on the Show of the People, it's Wake Up Everybody, right? That's the song that starts it. Let's get a little Emma Grace.
Come on now.
When she was eating her breakfast and getting ready for school, this is how this went yesterday.
B&E, Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the horn, 104.9, AM 1260 at 1FM.com, with the Longhorns play at Austin Top Sports. Wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed.
She's harmonizing.
There you go.
What?
There she is. She's memorized our open over and over again.
I can't even do that.
Well, I know. That's why we played it. But lovely young Emma Grace. Loves to start her morning with B&E. We appreciate that, and we'll keep that in the archive forever and ever. But I tweeted that out. Got a lot of response. That's pretty awesome. So, yeah. Wake up, everybody.
Good job, Emma.
Great Teddy Pendergrass. That's the great Teddy Pendergrass. Right, Buck?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
The late
great Teddy Pendergrass. who, you know, what was the name of the band that gets credit for that song, but everybody, no one knows, it was Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Harold Melvin,
the yeah. con artist, stole all the money. Everybody thinks that's Harold Melvin. It's really Teddy Pendergrass.
A lot of great songs by Teddy Pendergrass. If you don't know me by now, he was the original.
Well, I did watch the Teddy Pendergrass documentary.
You did.
It turns out when he was Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Harold Melvin didn't have a lot of talent. It was all Teddy Pendergrass, but he was the one that was keeping all the money.
Yeah, and Teddy was the one doing all the
like
singing.
Like they bum-rushed his hotel room. He had a briefcase full of cash.
What?
Or like a check. Yo!
Come on, man.
Yeah. Harold Melvin. Con man. But, yeah. So thank you to young Emma Grace. That was pretty cool. It made me smile
that
yesterday.
Cool.
It says, Buck, did I miss the Preakness picks? Got to make that make up for that stupid Derby.
1467 are the numbers. That's all I can tell you in the Preakness. There are a lot of horses. There are four or five horses that will not participate that did in the last of the races, And it is, it's wide open, but it's not really wide open. There'll be 13 horses in this race, and the numbers will be 1467. So go with that right there.
1467.
1467. Box those numbers right there. You should be okay in the Preakness, and you know they only have it this year and next year with the possibilities of the Preakness not being in Pimlico any longer, because that place is old. Like I said, it was old when I was there 30 some years ago. It was decrepit, run down.
There's
but you
no
can feel the history
that.
There, so they haven't done much to it since.
Well, listen.
It's really weird.
You know
the
what they had? The
horse that won will not run in that for the first time since, I think it's like 96 or something.
That's a bad. He should be there running.
Of you know course what? He should.
But I'm not a horse racing person, so I don't know. Do you know that that's in my favorite movie, Seabiscuit? That's where the match race was.
Yes.
The match race.
Great race, Secretariat. I mean, great races there.
Unbelievable. All right, so we've been talking Odell Beckham Jr. not being at Browns OTAs. We have this text says, guys, you think a new city is going to change the person? OBJ is OBJ. It's nuts to think different that the city would change him. Don't sign him if you don't like it. For sure, they expected this.
Well, I don't think they expected that, honestly. But it wasn't no, I would not have expected that. I would have expected that if you got out of New York – that you had changed just a little bit and show up for something like this. Now, you're going to do something stupid during the course of the year, do something on the sideline or act like OBJ, but I would expect it in the beginning of the beginning when you come with your the people that are paying you.
If you're Dorsey
that you
and
show
you hear
up.
This, Buck.
Huh?
If you're Dorsey and you hear this, you got to take the deal, right? If
Gettleman's
offering you this?
And I think you can't.
You're not denying not to take
him. In the draft. But at the same time, you know, you know you're going to deal with this, I think, is the texter's point.
Sure,
but my
you're
point
come
was,
with that baggage.
If I'm Odell Beckham Jr., and I can't expect people to think like I would, but it is a fresh start. There is a chance to start anew with your new team and new organization and put whatever happened in New York behind you. Of course, you did get the label of Drama King. You did get the label of Me Guy. So, yeah, you're still a Me Guy, but you can start fresh. You can be the first guy in and the last guy out with your new organization, but to the texter's point, this is not who he is. That's not his fingerprint. That's not his DNA.
No, and, I mean, but you just,
have to tolerate it.
Some of those spots don't change. They just he'll always be like that, no matter what. And that's some people are just built like that. I mean, I don't understand why you would be like that when you're so talented and got so much going for yourself. Some would say that's what makes him. That's not true. That's not what makes him. That's not what makes him who he is and makes him a great football player. Being a clown like that does not make him better. That doesn't do anything for him physically. It doesn't make him faster. It's just that's in him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the fact is this. He showed up for the first day of OTAs and then left. Here's the way Tony Grossett, who's covered the Browns forever, wrote it. He says, Odell Beckham Jr. looked great as expected in his first OTA practice at the Browns offense, according to his club employees who were there on Tuesday. But when the media arrived on day two, Beckham was the Eagles classic already gone. Browns were not surprised by his one-and-done participation in the first week of OTAs. They don't have any expectation of when he'll be back. And they're sure he'll be there for the mandatory minicamp of June 4th to 6th.
Well, he's that guy who, wants you to understand that he has you.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? He's got you. He's got your organization where he wants you.
That's
And it's
correct.
Always going to be that way with him. So, until you get rid of him. But how do you get rid of a guy who's going to put up incredible numbers and this is all you have to put up with? You know, it's just kind of annoying more than anything.
Yeah, but it's a team sport, right? And that becomes, those annoying things become real annoying. And probably this is a molehill
in
the big picture of things.
Ask the Pittsburgh Steelers how annoying it becomes.
Yeah, with Antonio Brown,
yeah.
Right? And
if you let it continue to grow.
That's right, and fester. All right, so we'll certainly football on the brain as we move forward. Many camps going on, Houston, Dallas. We had our Inside 100-day conversation about college football, where the Longhorns are currently 25-1 to win the national title in Vegas. Clemson, by the way, 2-1. 2-1 with Trevor Lawrence at the helm. Alabama 5-2. Georgia 7-1.
And look at those teams. They got quarterbacks coming back again.
Well, look, I won't pick Texas to win the national championship this year. I think there are still a couple of recruiting cycles.
But I don't have a hard time picking them to go to the Final Four.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be. I don't know what the odds are on that to make it to the college football playoff. Because I do really believe the Texas offense is going to take a major step forward, even from where they were a year ago. And the ceiling for this team is really based on their front seven on defense and how quickly they come for Todd Orlando, how quickly they can replace the three down linemen and their linebackers. Because I don't have an issue with their secondary. I think, you know, one of the better strengths of this team, Buckin, this year for Texas, I think, is going to be their special teams. I think with the depth they've recruited, they're going to be able to put really good athletes on their specialty units.
That will be very important, and returns and where they can get the ball.
Absolutely. Field position.
Yeah.
And not just the return guys, because I do think they have options there, but the coverage guys, you know, the block punts, those kind of things that you end up seeing when teams turn the corner and go from good to championship level. I think Texas is going to have that. But the question is those linebackers in that front seven.
Well, and I think one of the other questions is I think that Coach Herman has to get over that hump of, you know, well, when the big games come, your teams tend to get up. When those weird games come, you lose those games every once in a while. He's got to get rid of the games that he should always win.
Well, that's on he and his staff, right? Too.
Yes.
And they've got to keep the pedal to the metal. There cannot be a letdown.
There can't be Maryland's or the world's
now,
that beat
look,
you.
Over the course of a 12-game schedule, there's going to be games where you don't play your best.
But you have to win those games.
You have to win those games.
Yes.
Right. And it can't be because you took a team lightly or there was lack of preparation. And that typically.
But when you play big time teams, you don't take anything for granted.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll take your thoughts. We'll do more college football coming up in the 9 o'clock hour because there are all kinds of great subplots. I'm going to see if Bucky can. How he does in his new coach trivia. New coach in new spot trivia. Oh yeah, I'm going to challenge you and Wags to that, plus the listeners. We'll also hit Salacious Gossip and load up your blitz on a Friday. Real quick, though, let's hear Baker Mayfield. He was asked about OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., not participating outside of just one day at the Browns minicamp this week.
You know, that's the type of talent he is, but yeah, at the same time, we have to work for it. It's not just going to happen. So that's why we have things like, you know, mini camp in June and also training camp. I mean, we have the whole summer to be able to throw and get that stuff down. Like I said, it's about learning the offense to get on the same page.
All right, there's Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, it's more about showing up for your teammates, actually. It's not about that short one. If he's there for training camp, great. Let's move on. But just come there and say hello to your team. You don't even have to do anything.
Well, remember, these mini camps and then the OTAs, these are about having everybody on the same page when you hit training camp. So training camp, you start. Everyone walks in knowing the plan. That's really what they set up in these mini camps. They get the rookies acclimated, then they bring in the veterans. The idea of these OTAs and these mini camps are to be when you hit training camp.
This is how we run practice.
There's no waste of time. There's no waste of time.
But for him, it's like, hey, guess what?
Throw me the damn ball.
That's right. What do you mean? I got to line up there. Here's how we do drills.
Baker, I'm open, okay?
Yeah.
Just throw me the ball.
Yeah. I don't do drills.
This is OBJ is TO part two.
But a lot better.
Says it's a voluntary
right
workout,
now.
Not mandatory. By the way, his Giants teammates like the guy. I'm not a fan, but those are facts. Now, look, I mean, it's probably more media-driven and a molehill than anything, but it is something to watch. It just seems with a new team, new organization, new quarterback, there would be an idea of, hey, let's start this thing off right. But either way, it is not mandatory.
No.
We come back. It'll be Salacious Gossip. Your Blitz. Load it up on a Friday. Bring it strong. We'll play more college football fun in the next hour. But first, Craig Way has a Craig Way report.
First, the good news, what little of it there was, from a busy start to the weekend for the area's collegiate athletic programs. Texas men's tennis, ranked second in the nation, advanced to the Final Four of the NCAA Men's Tennis Championships yesterday with a 4-1 win over TCU. The Longhorns will face Florida in Saturday semifinals, with the winner advancing to Sunday's national championship match against the winner of the match between North Carolina and Wake Forest. Texas women's golf opens play in the NCAA National Championships in Fayetteville, Arkansas today. Texas softball, the number 9 9 overall seed, takes on Sam Houston State this afternoon as the Longhorns host a regional at McCombs Field. It's a game you can hear on 105.3 The Bat this afternoon beginning at 3:45. Now the difficult baseball news. Texas State missed out on an opportunity to clinch the Sun Belt Conference title last night in San Marcos, losing to UT Arlington 5-3, but the Bobcats will have another chance tonight. Meanwhile, Texas baseball is running out of chances. The Longhorns lost their series opener last night to Oklahoma 4-2 with mistakes in the field and on the mound and not enough offense against Sooner starter Nathan Wiles, as noted by head coach David Pierce.
Yeah, I mean, you have a Friday night matchup with a great veteran Wiles and going against Elder, you figure like, you know, it's going to be this type of game. But, you know, he did a better job than we did tonight because he was able to go out there and not walk anybody and had 8 strikeouts and just pitched really well, especially off his changeup to the left-handers. And then, you know, we gave them their 4 runs, basically, and, you know, a couple of balks in there and a few base on balls and an E. But, you know, they played very clean tonight. And offensively, we just couldn't get anything started. We had the big inning there where we scored 2 and had a chance there in the ninth. But just one of those games that they played all 3 phases better than we did tonight.
Texas now has to sweep a day-night doubleheader from Oklahoma just to keep its hopes alive for making the Big 12 Conference Tournament. The coverage begins at 12:45 this afternoon for the first game on AM 1260 and 101.9 FM. A win in that contest would keep Texas' hopes alive for making the conference tournament, heading into the season finale at 6:30 tonight. Coverage begins at 6:15 on the Horn, 104.9. More on that matchup and the Texas Softball Regional coming your way this afternoon. In our next report, I'm Craig Way.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
No games, just the gossip brought to you by Bud Light. A lot of Bud Light occasions this weekend. Get out to the Dell Diamond, out at the Dish. Live music throughout Austin, Texas this weekend and the live music capital of the world. Get out to that Bastrop Music Festival. That's going to be a lot of fun this weekend. Whatever you're doing, do it with a nice cold Bud Light brewed right here deep in the heart. Only 4 ingredients and none of that silly corn syrup. Who needs that? Just drink the great Bud Lights. Whatever you're doing, be safe and smart, but do it like I will with the ice cold Bud Light. Makes the great times, the good times great, the great times unforgettable. Told you this earlier, Buck, but the new movie Rocket Man, the biopic based on Elton John's life, debuted at Cannes Film Festival last night and apparently went over well. Standing ovation from the crowd in attendance, including Elton John himself. So and people liked it. So the new biopic, and we had some good debates in the 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock hour about your favorite biopic movies, who did the best job, and which ones would you still like to see. Rocket Man. You think you'll see this when it comes out in the summer?
No.
You don't think so?
No, that wouldn't interest me to go to the movie theater to see Rocket Man.
I still haven't seen
Now, when it got to the house, yes, I watched then.
Still haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody.
Same with that. I wait till it gets to the house, sit down and watch it.
All right, we have a tragic death in the landscape of social media. Grumpy Cat. Remember Grumpy Cat? This was the grouchy internet, you know, went viral because the cat always had a frown on and people would send pictures out of Grumpy Cat. Grumpy Cat has died at the age of 7.
Oh, nice.
Internet celebrity Grumpy Cat, of countless memes, has died at the age of 7.
It would have lasted longer if it had been an outdoor cat like mine, 17 years.
Grumpy Cat's real name was Tartar Sauce.
Tatas? Did you say Tata Sauce?
Is that how you spell tartar sauce? T-A-R-D-A-R? Never knew that. Thought it was T-A.
That's not how I spell Tata.
Tartar Sauce was the actual cat's name. No one is so grumpy. Named him Tartar Sauce. Ridiculous. Hey, you know, Mike Leach, head coach at Washington State. We're going to play some new coach and new place trivia coming up with you, Buck.
He's the absolute best.
You know, this spring at Washington State, he is teaching a class at Washington State along with a former state senator named Michael Baumgartner. And the course is called Leadership Lessons in Insurgent Warfare and Football Strategies.
And if it happens to be their fat little girlfriend's, too bad.
This is a talking
to the media should be his deal.
How about this? This spring, the university greenlit the class. Leach and Baumgartner asked interested students to submit an application consisting of 2 essay questions. Can the British strategy for the Malaysia insurgency be used today? And is the wishbone a viable offense for the NFL? Why or why not?
Oh, my God.
Isn't that great? Oh, man. Can't beat Mike Leach. And how about this? We love baseball promotions in our salacious gossip. New York Metropolitans have announced July 5th will be Seinfeld night at the ballpark. Of course,
will George be there?
I think George Costanza will make an appearance. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, July 5th, they will celebrate the 30th anniversary of the show's first episode on July 5th of 1989. First 25,000 fans in attendance will get a Seinfeld bobblehead. Keith Hernandez will be there, of course. The legendary Mets first baseman was all part was himself in season three and has become friends with Jerry Seinfeld. So Seinfeld night at the ballpark.
Good job.
Good job. So there's your salacious gossip. This says Grumpy Cat, arguably the internet's most popular cat and one of its first viral memes, has died. Yeah, that's very sad. Very
Rest sad. In peace, Grumpy Cat.
Let's get to your Blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz, brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click AppleLeasing.com and see how easy it is.
I just want to go once to that new Taco Bell
Taco
hotel.
Bell Resort?
I just want to go to the resort and see what it's like a weekend there. What would you just be doing?
No truth to the rumor. They have a water slide called the Hershey Squirt.
They have this big chocolate fountain when you walk into the front.
I don't know.
All right, first Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, first of all, are you surprised about OBJ, who hails from LSU, which proclaims himself DBU, which stands for Douchebag
University? Hey, ho, ho.
D-bag U. Nice.
Let's not start fights with the Cajuns just yet. We still have 100 days or
so. That's true. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Practice? I don't mean a stinking practice. This is OBJ.
That's right. I don't need no stinking practice. Next
They're
Blitzer.
Not mandatory.
That's right. Not mandatory. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, this is Bev Kearney.
Hey.
I have a lot of favorite biopics.
Biopics. Like biography films. Not biography.
Biopics. Biopics. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hi, guys. I'm calling to let you know that I'm actually joining Mike Leach's staff in Washington State so we can implement the Wishbone Office. This is Barry Switzer, and I invented the black athlete.
That's true. Thank you, Barry. Thanks for doing that.
Well, because Mike Leach contends that his offense, the air raid, is essentially the Wishbone just in space. I mean, it's the same thing. It's option routes, and it's option football.
That dude's so weird. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, this is Pudgy Sumlium calling from the Golden Corral. I can see Brad Keldner pouring Taco Bell sauce all over himself over at the Taco Bell Hotel.
We have not had a Pudgy Sumlium just about in a year. It's been a while.
He's in Arizona now.
Yeah. Next Blitzer, you're up.
So with this new Taco Bell Resort and Hotel, do they have the value pool where you send the kids to, and that way just whatever they do in there, they don't even worry about cleaning it up?
That is gross.
Oh! Shut it down!
The kids' pool.
If this goes well, you know what you're going to end up with? You're going to end up with like a Taco Bell cruise.
I'm going to throw up. Oh, no. You no. Imagine...
the Taco Bell cruise. Yeah, this is the Taco Bell Resort and Hotel in Palm Beach.
I wish I'd be on that cruise ship if it got stuck like that one, that Viking cruise line, and the toilets don't work. Great.
Horrible. Horrible, Marv. All right, we'll come back. 9 o'clock hour. More of your top stories. Get you a PGA Championship leaderboard. Brooks Koepka's lead is increasing without him even playing at this point. We'll get you details. Also, we'll play a little new coach in new spot trivia. See how Bucky does on that and how you do it. Have some college football fun. It's B&E on a Friday.